You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I can't get a win today, can I, Mac?
Oh.
I tell him the sky is blue and we got a 5-minute discussion about how it's purple today.
Please share your work.
Listen to the 2.5 hours of the show, I think, is the work.
I don't think that's showing the work.
All I said was okay.
Felt like there was some attitude there.
Maybe there was. You know what? Maybe there was.
Radu saying that he's still upset.
Mac, does he have a school event to go to or no?
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. Oh. He might have one that
Mac
comes
called
up
for the school
event.
Mac was loving you being off yesterday, by the way. Yeah, he was loving it. Anytime Spencer messed up or did anything, Mac was right on it.
Yeah.
He could not wait. He was playing the role that I think he's desperately always wanted to play, but then just couldn't.
There were a couple of times where he pushed the line a little bit there.
Of Nick Wilson?
I think he was trying. Yeah, I think he was trying.
So I have noticed, love you, Mac. I have noticed that when I make a joke, Mac will come in and try and backfill with a joke by restating the joke. And then it's like, we're on to the next one, right? That happened a lot with the Shaq K thing. It's okay. You don't realize it. You're proud of your papa. It's okay. We're a team. But Radu tweeting
out, Anthony.
Radu tweeting out that he shows the 2020 draft board, Isaac Okoro being drafted 5th, Tyrese Halliburton being drafted 12th, saying still upset with this image. I think if we're going to do the Tradio revisionist history,
we can't do that.
The one that should really piss you off is Colin Sexton going 7th or 8th and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going 10th.
As long as Jokic got drafted in a Taco Bell commercial, we just can't play that game.
Oh, because everything looks dumb compared to that?
And everyone said this guy isn't good at basketball.
Well, they watched him walk, I think.
Sky is blue, and you're telling me it's purple.
No.
You could have just said, yeah, you're right there, Jonathan.
Good point. Shouldn't we give the whole... He doesn't look like an NBA superstar. Like, we all agree that there's a prototypical level of athleticism, how it looks. Jokic does not look like that. Jokic looks like me with skill. He's a big Eastern European. He's just a big dude.
You're letting looks get in the way here, huh?
That's exactly what the NBA draft is, I would imagine.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Oh, wasn't.
So
you're
trying to build a bridge.
Zion was big.
Well, yeah, but
Zion also had an eating problem, and we all knew it.
Well, he was also 6'6", 270 pounds, and one of the most explosive athletes ever.
What do you think Jokic is? Jokic is taller.
Yeah, but he's not an explosive athlete. He had skill, but he didn't have... I mean, he still doesn't have an up.
Sky is blue. It's purple today.
You're just compared Nikola Jokic to Zion Williamson.
No, you tried making the case that looks alone is the only thing that dictates they go.
Well, not just looks, but how you move, like how it looks when you move. That I'm not saying just like the physically he's a Bratislav in seven. I'm not saying that. I'm saying physically when you watch them move, like even now, if you said Nikola Jokic was the 54th pick and you just show him running up and down the court, you'd be like, yeah, that one makes sense. Zion was, I mean, I'll go down and like swing it on this one. Zion's still one of the most impressive college specimens I've ever seen.
But yeah, no one debated the athleticism part of it. You added that onto after the part of the conversation started.
No, that's the point I was making, though.
I missed your point then.
I think you did. It's okay.
That's all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Feeling better now? Do we build a bridge to trust town?
Can we make fun of Mac again?
What? I was going to say, that sounded a little condescending there from you.
Oh.
Did it, Mac?
Just a bit.
Did it sound condescending?
Just a bit.
Are you sure? You figured that one out? See, that was condescending. Yeah.
Now, what he did before, too, was also condescending, but that's either here nor there.
That was much worse.
That was neither here nor there.
That was much meaner.
It was also condescending, yeah.
216.
Boy, we had fun yesterday, didn't we, Mac?
And you're both welcome. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Mark in Cleveland. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I want to make two or three statements. First of all, please, somebody suspend Teddy Altman from making trades for the Cavaliers, because I want to make this statement. You mean the Cavs couldn't do what they did this year without Donovan? They gave up 8 players for Donovan. And Donovan, if he was any good, Danny Ainge would have never got rid of him. He got rid of him because, okay, you may not agree with me. But
I think it was the Teddy Altman thing that made me snark a little bit.
Yeah, because he did the same thing with Kyrie. What did he get for Kyrie? Nothing.
It was Kobe Altman.
Nothing. Kobe, whatever his name is. But you understand what I'm saying. He makes bad trades. And don't trade Garland, because before Mitchell got there, Garland was turning into the kind of point guard you would need. He scored 15, 16 points a game. He was around 8 or 9 assists a game. When Donovan got there, that's when he started going jumper happy, because Donovan was going jumper happy. Donovan is not a team player, because if I don't recall, Utah had the best record in the West one year with Donovan, and they went out, I think, in the first round again. So this is something that continues to happen with him. He's not the answer. Please get rid of Donovan. You can get more for him. And that's why he came to Cleveland, because wasn't nobody going to give the Cavs what the Cavs gave up to get Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is not the answer for the Cavs. Mobley is the answer. He's the future of the Cavs. That's all I got to say.
Mark, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. I believe your burger's ready. Would you like to take this one, or would
no? This goes right with what you've been saying for 40 minutes.
Except the idea that the Mitchell trade is a bad trade is just patently absurd.
Well, yeah.
Like the problem is not Mitchell or Garland. The problem is not Mitchell or Garland. It's Mitchell and Garland. It's having two guys who have similar needs to even in a balanced offense in the regular season, it bore fruit. It reared its head in the postseason. And just so we're clear, they gave up Colin Sexton, stank. They gave up Oche Agbaji, who I believe is on his third team by now or second team by now. They gave up Lauri Markkanen, who had a great year that first year, and now is averaging 19 points a game.
It's an all-star right there.
I believe they've won 60 games combined in the last 3 years. And they've given up, future first-rounders that might be the 28th pick in the draft. I'm willing here to say, like, you met me halfway because you said the Evan Mobley thing. But then you said that, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, it's still one of the most successful trades in Cavs history.
Yeah. Your chance of sarcasm shirt is ringing true on that call.
Yeah. Yeah. I try. It was the Teddy Altman thing for me. That was you can't then be like, yeah, whatever. Like, you should know the guy's name if you're gonna criticize him. Do you like the Donovan trade? Do you think they should?
Yeah.
Would you go back in history?
That's where we're at on May 26th.
Unring that bell.
Do you like the Donovan trade? Yeah, I'm for the Donovan trade.
216-474-0092. Do you like the Donovan trade? The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions.
Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.